Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 10 years. In fact, we're coming up on an 11th anniversary that we'll have to celebrate in a month or so. Peter is the author of Warp Speed Growth and one of my favorite books, Creating and Dominating New Markets. As you know, I talk about that all the time, even when Peter's not here. I talk to you small business owners about how you can, in fact, create and dominate new markets, because Peter said so. He's our good friend. Peter, welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Peter, tell us what small business owners and Santa have in common.
Okay. A good small business owner and Santa have two important things in common. One is that everybody loves to see them because they give gifts of value all the time.
We're so cuddly and lovable.
Especially you, Jim.
Yes.
Thank you. And
I get that all the time.
Divina tells me.
Yeah.
But another way of looking at this is that Santa has an enormous amount of baggage. He collects all year all the things he builds and makes.
Mm-hmm.
But he defines success as getting rid of it all. When he succeeds, he has no baggage left
right.
at the end of the year and starts anew.
That's his business model, and it works for him, doesn't it?
It works beautifully for him. It is the exact right model for us as well. New year, new start, new definition of what success is, and new accumulation of the right things.
And no baggage from last year into the new year.
Isn't that important?
It's a big deal.
No baggage from last year into the new year.
It's a big
exactly
deal.
What you want.
Yeah. I just got through talking about that in the previous segment with Sarah Petty. We were talking about some things you can do between now and the end of the year. And I said, whatever you have that is not going to be a great seller in next year, if it's obsolete, if it's broken or whatever, if you can convert it to cash, even if you take a loss, even if it means you have to write it that way the heck down, do that. So because otherwise, that's baggage you're taking into the new year.
And when you don't start with baggage in the new year, you can start with youth.
Yeah.
And maturity.
Youth.
Combined.
Ooh.
In the year.
Interesting.
Yes.
So tell us more about that.
Thank you. I think it's important that all of us start every year, maybe even every day, from the perspective of youth. So if I ask myself, what is youth? It's not about my physical age, and it's definitely not about my business age. It's about whether I have a sense of reducing, relieving, throwing away baggage, and starting fresh.
Hmm.
And that gives me youth. So
you're saying be mature enough to get rid of the baggage and claim youthfulness in your business. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I think that's a good way of putting it. The difference between youth and maturity is it's about growth. In youth, we're innocent of our errors, and you talked about your grandsons, and they
mm-hmm.
are. In maturity, we move beyond the errors, accept them, and learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
Readily understood, then, my point of view, the experience of continual youth is a continued sense of youth.
Wow, I like that.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
yeah, no, and the point you're making is that wisdom is not just the franchise of the elderly.
No, it's not the franchise of ossified.
I like that. Yeah.
Right. So
that's a good zoological term.
Ossified. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jim.
Ossified, that's a good zoological term.
Yes, and it seems to describe some of my past behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Ossified. I've become an
or hide or hidebound. Yeah.
Yes.
We're stuck. You're stuck, and you're exactly right. This is a big deal because small business owners are more prone to be ossified, to be hardened, to be hidebound. We're more prone to that Because once we learn something and it's successful, that becomes our success paradigm, and we don't like, you know, change is harder for us, Peter. It is, and so to get out of that mold means we have to change, and it's tougher for us. Of course, that's what you've helped us understand over the years with your book, Warp Speed Growth, and how you helped us learn how to lead change, not just manage change, but lead change. And we'll come back. I'm going to get Peter to talk to us some more about this, folks. How to be mature enough to be youthful. How about that for a play on words? We're going to take a quick one. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasting, and Peter Meyer is our guest. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.